With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. More details have emerged about the Minnesota man that killed two police officers and a paramedic.
Court records show that 38-year-old Shannon Gooden was not legally allowed to own guns. He was also entangled in a years-long dispute over the custody and financial support of his three oldest children. It started out as a 911 call about a domestic incident early Sunday. The call reported that Gooden had barricaded himself in his home with family members, including seven children, ages 2 to 15. It ended with two police officers, a firefighter, and the suspect dead. A third officer was wounded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, the latest in a series of wet winter storms gained strength in California early Monday, with forecasters warning of flooding, hail, strong winds, even brief tornadoes as the system moves south over the next few days. Correspondent Olga Rodriguez reports because of the prior storms from the Pineapple Express, there are warnings about possible mudslides occurring in Southern California.
All those mountain ranges saturated with rain earlier in the month when we had an atmospheric river go through the state. There were hundreds of landslides that killed about 9 people in Southern California. So the concern now is more mudslides.
Forecasters say more rain's expected to impact the state through today. Police have released a mugshot of the 25-year-old man arrested in the murders of a single mother and a student who were shot to death in a Colorado college dorm last week. Nicholas Trayvon Jordan from Detroit was detained without incident Monday. The coroner's office will determine how they died, but each person was shot at least once. This is SRN News. Pro-life leaders say there's a lot of work to be done now that Roe v. Wade has been repealed. Pastor Greg Laurie is calling on churches to win hearts and minds, one woman at a time.
In our church, for instance, if a young woman finds herself pregnant outside of marriage, of course, we encourage her to carry the child to term and either raise the child herself or put the little one up for adoption. And we have a support system where we're going to be there for her with all the things she's going to need in life.
He leads Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California.
I just think this is something that the church can step into the space and be a real light. And I think there's a place for, you know, dealing with this and the political system and with laws, but ultimately it's a decision of these women.
Says the goal is to create a pro-life mindset in America, which would make abortion unthinkable. This is SRN News. Italy's high court rules that it is illegal to return illegal immigrants to Libya.
The court's decision to uphold the conviction of the unnamed captain of an Italian towboat, the Aso 28, is final. In 2018, he picked up 101 people from a rubber dinghy in the Mediterranean and returned them to Libya. In recent years, Italy and other European governments have taken an increasingly hard line on immigration amid a swell in support for right-wing parties that want strict curbs on sea arrivals from North Africa.
Capital One Financial is set to acquire Discover Financial Services in a massive deal. The acquisition is valued over $35 billion. It's an all-stock situation. Discover shareholders will get a little over one Capital One share for each Discover share. Capital One reportedly plans to keep the Discover brand. More details at SRNNews.com.